Dell for a good part of the game today?
It was all right. Honestly, it wasn't good enough considering some of the opportunities we had. But the thing is, it's about winning the game, and we found a way to win the game. You know, we had a couple of turnovers that we definitely, you know, hurt our team with. But at the same time, we found a way to move the ball. I think we spread the ball out a ton today and found a way to make some plays and get in the end zone a couple times.
As a guy who knows Jake pretty well, how do you think he is feeling about his performance today? He was excellent at times, and at times he probably did some things he wish he could probably take back.
I mean, you said it right there. I mean, all of us. I mean, there's sometimes I want to take some stuff back too, but, you know, we don't have that luxury. You know, the thing is we get to move forward. And the good thing is after a win, and that's the key. I mean, he's our guy, man. He's gonna make mistakes, and at the same time, we guys got to make sure we make him look good. You know, that's our job, is to make him look great. He can look good by himself. So, you know, we just got to go back to work as a group, and we have some stuff we can build on. We definitely have some things we can correct, but at the same time, you got to find a way to win, especially on the road. This is a tough place to play, and this is my actually first time ever playing in Cleveland. So, you know, after 13 years, I finally get to play in Cleveland. Man. We came out victorious, so that's good.
Plus, your touchdown drives, that as well. You feel you maybe moved the ball this season? They were just crisp drives, crisp passes.
Yeah, you know, I think the game plan at that point was perfect for what we do as an offense, and Mike definitely did a great job of utilizing all the weapons that we have on the field, and we systematically went down the field. Jake did some with his legs, did some with his arm. You know, the backs ran hard, and we picked up some third downs, and that's what you have to do. That's every game, so it's not just this game. But, you know, every game we have to be productive and efficient, just like that.
Is the pressure on now that you're going to face Indianapolis? You obviously have to put up more points on the board. How do you feel about next week?
Now, they don't score any. You know, it's a guy, we still have the best defense in the league, regardless, you know. So we just need to score one more point than them, regardless of what it is. And if they score 35, we got to score 36. It's plain and simple. So I'm not going to get into that and make it a big deal. But, you know, we have to focus on us and worry about putting the ball, you know, moving the ball the way we move the ball today at times, and try to build on that.
What's to say about this organization? You've been around for a long time. This is your fourth straight season with a 5-1 record, and a lot of the core of the guys were here 4 years ago.
Yeah. You know, the thing is we've been very consistent, and at the same time, we got to find a way to take it to that next step. And our defense, the way they're playing, man, it's lights out. And the offense, we're still trying to catch up with them, but at the same time, we're getting enough done. You know, we're getting enough done, and that's key, is making sure we're not costing us the game. And we haven't cost us a game in a while, so you know that we just got to keep building on that.
How involved did you and Javon feel today? I mean, you guys seem like you caught everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is opportunity. You never know in this offense when you're gonna get opportunity, so you just got to take advantage, because you know, we have, like I said, we have so many guys that can move the ball and make plays with the ball. So whenever they call your number, you got to definitely make it happen so you can continue to get those opportunities.
That's right.
Yeah, I think we're playing better. You know, I mean, at the same time, you know, there's always things you can correct after every game. I can remember games we had five drives, we had 35 points, we still found something on the tape that we can correct. You know, it's always that way. So, you know, people kind of want to blow it out of proportion that, you know, things are, you know, that we're basically costing our team. But you got to remember, every time they say that, we won the game. Is that the most important thing, winning the game? It's not about how many stats you have. It's about winning the game. That's the only stat that really matters. If you can find a way to win, that's the key. And if we can run off another 16 games like that, then fine. You know, who cares what our stats look like if we find a way to win the game?
Rod, what is breaking Floyd Little's record?
Not a whole lot. Honestly, I didn't even realize it until somebody told me, until Mike mentioned it. And my thing is I've been around here a long time, and I've had the opportunity to be very consistent with the people that are around me. I just love working with the guys I work with, and I give them everything I have. And, you know, things like that individually are really for them. And there's tons of guys that I play with that I could definitely, you know, start mentioning, and the list would be very, very long. But every guy I've ever stepped on a football field with knows what kind of energy I'm going to try to bring to the game. And like I say, with the coaching staff having a lot of confidence in me to make plays and make the ball move and do the things I do, you know, I can't thank them enough. I just love the opportunity.
No, I don't.
I mean, I've ran into him a couple times, and you know, at the same time, he's one of the Bronco greats, and for me, you know, we have a ton of them, and he's one of those guys. Hopefully, he'll get in the Hall of Fame. I know John was the first one, but hopefully, it opens up the floodgates for a lot of guys who's wore that Bronco emblem to to move into to Canton because they deserve it. And like I said, he's definitely one of those guys. He's been a great guy in the community, and it's just like I say, he's the guy you want to model yourself after. You know, he's consistent, hard worker from what I know of, and that's the way I try to play football.